For the people of Durango in southwestern Colorado, the crisis of the year was not a tropical storm, but fire. For 5 searing weeks in June and July, people living near the city watched the San Juan National Forest burn out of control. 56 homes were lost and more than $40 million spent before the blaze was finally contained. But just because the fire is out doesn't mean the disaster is over. Eric Whitney reports from member station KSUT.
As the director of emergency preparedness for La Plata County, Butch Knowlton had his hands full putting out fires this summer. He also knew that the county's problems had only just begun.
Fire was the easy part, in fact. Anytime you get a fire of this magnitude and this type of terrain, the result of that fire can be very devastating in years to come.
This type of terrain is Missionary Ridge, a steep, sloping tabletop mountain. The forested tabletop burned to the ground, so now, when it rains, there's nothing to hold the soil in place. In the next few years, geologists expect about 50 million cubic yards of mud, ash, and other debris to cascade down onto valley floors below. The mudslides have already begun. A county road crew uses a high-pressure hose to blow thick red mud and chunks of rock out of clogged steel culverts, which are supposed to keep this busy county road drained. They did the same thing last week. A day later, it rained, burying parts of the road and filling the culverts again. County Emergency Director Butch Knowlton says crews can expect this kind of thing for at least the next 3 to 5 years.
Probably the most frustrating part is you stand a chance of combating a fire, but there's really not a lot you can do with debris movement. It's so massive, it has to go in a course that it essentially chooses, and a lot of times man can do nothing to alter that course.
Gullies that are usually wet only during spring runoff now become gushing torrents when even a fraction of an inch of rain falls on the burned area, bringing everything down with it.
We're looking at hundreds of thousands of tons of rock and debris that have been moved out of some of the canyons. And now that debris has moved on to beautiful home sites, onto private property, into the county road areas. So essentially it's creating a lifetime change for many of the property owners that are in the affected area.
And humans aren't the only ones having a hard time. Mike Jaffit is an aquatic biologist with the Colorado Division of Wildlife in Durango.
I first learned of the fish kill on a Sunday evening when a concerned citizen called me at home and reported fish gasping for air and trying to swim out of the river up on the bank.
The Animas River was so thick with mud after a recent heavy rain that thousands of fish died of asphyxiation along an 8-mile stretch. The muddy rivers are also causing problems at city water treatment plants, like this one in the town of Bayfield, which is on the other side of Missionary Ridge. The State Department of Health says 83 water districts across Colorado have been affected by this summer's wildfires, but so far only Bayfield's has failed. Robert Ludwig runs this treatment plant.
Basically, we had a large mud ball in the reservoir that was below the surface and unseen and was sucked into the water plant. The filters crashed, and we basically ended up with mud in the Clearwell, which was pumped to the residents of Bayfield.
The small town's police and fire department drove into neighborhoods with their lights and sirens on, warning residents through bullhorns that the water was unsafe to drink. Schools were closed for one day, and the town was under a boil order for 4. Most restaurants in town closed, but in spite of having to boil water and using paper plates instead of dishes, one restaurant, The Pioneer, stayed open. Its proprietor is Bill Wise.
I'm not a quitter and, you know, I need the revenue.
After 3 years of drought and the worst fire season in state history, people in southwestern Colorado have learned a lot about keeping going when times are tough. They're sure to be tested for several more years. So far, only a small fraction of the expected debris has washed off of Missionary Ridge. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Bayfield, Colorado. Thank you.